I suddenly found myself speaking to General Lang, commander of the entire Northern Front. His voice was shaking. I could hear it even over the shooting. He told me the orders were not a mistake, that I was to rally what was left of the Hamburg garrison and proceed immediately north. This isn't happening, I told myself. Funny, huh? I could accept everything else that was happening. The fact that dead bodies were rising to consume the world, but this. Following orders that would indirectly cause a mass murder. Now, I'm a good soldier. But I'm also a West German. You understand the difference? In the East, they were told that they were not responsible for the atrocities of the Second World War. That as good communists, they were just as much a victim of Hitler as anyone else. You understand why the skinheads and proto-fascists were mainly in the East? They did not feel the responsibility of the past, not like we did in the West. We were taught since birth to bear the burden of our grandfather's shame. We were taught that even if we wore a uniform, that our first sworn duty was to our conscience, no matter what the consequences. That is how I was raised. That is how I responded. I told Lang that I could not in good conscience obey this order, that I could not leave these people without protection. At this he exploded. He told me that I would carry out my instructions, or I, and more importantly, my men would be charged with treason and prosecuted with Russian efficiency. And this is what we have come to, I thought. We'd all heard of what was happening in Russia. The mutinies, the crackdowns, the decimations. I looked around at all these boys, 18, 19 years old, all tired and scared, and fighting for their lives. I couldn't do that to them. I gave the order to withdraw.
How did they take it?
There were no complaints, at least not to me. They fought a little amongst themselves. I pretended not to notice. They did their duty.
What about the civilians?
We got everything we deserved. Where are you going? They shouted from the buildings. Come back, you fucking cowards! I tried to answer. No, we are coming back for you, I said. We are coming back tomorrow with more men. Just stay where you are. We'll be back tomorrow. They didn't believe me. Fucking liar, I heard one woman shout. You're letting my baby die! Most of them didn't try to follow, too worried about the zombies in the streets. A few grabbed onto our tanks. They tried to force their way down the hatches. We knocked them off. We had to button up as the ones trapped in the building started throwing things, lamps, furniture, down on us. One of my men was hit with a bucket filled with human waste. I heard a bullet clang off the hatch of my mortar.